You know, it's a truism to say that the food you grew up eating is the food that will always bring you back home. But for chefs who saw the kitchen as a kind of escape or a way to get to a different world, the food you grew up with might not be what you want to be cooking. Eduardo Jordan is a son of Florida and Georgia and one of the most respected chefs in Seattle, famous for the salumi he learned to make in Italy and the fine dining techniques he honed at the French Laundry and Per Se. Along the way, he noticed that he was almost always the only Black Southerner cooking in these kitchens, so he never thought the scene he was excelling in would get it if he opened a restaurant cooking the food he grew up with. Then he decided to find out. He opened June Baby, named after his father, and we want to talk with him about what he's learned and why he took the plunge. Chef, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Francis, for having me.
Well, first of all, congratulations on opening your restaurant, June Baby.
Thank you.
I actually want to start by talking about the restaurant's website, actually something I saw on the website, because right there, next to your hours and your menu, there's a statement, and there's some talk there about stereotypes, and there's
right.
a mention of Aunt Jemima as a stereotypical Black character, and there's another mention of people of Appalachia often being stereotyped. So obviously, this is an issue that's on your mind, the stereotyping of Southern food. So what are some of the stereotypes of Southern food that you see?
You know, I think a lot of people quickly define Southern food with several ingredients, normally fried chicken, watermelon, and collard greens. And everything else in between is, oh, it's heavy. If I eat too much, I'm going to gain weight. And that is not true. That's not what Southern food was built on. And me being in the Northwest, really far away from the South, I figured and I knew that I needed to educate people about Southern food and what I'm actually trying to do with the restaurant.
Yeah. What are some of the things that surprise some of your guests who might not be steeped in Southern cuisine?
Just the diversity of the ingredients. I always go back to like the staples and the backbone of Southern cuisine, which was built on a lot of West African ingredients and techniques. And, you know, we're talking about bringing in the rice, peas, root vegetables, collard greens, and various leafy greens. And I'm just educating people on those ingredients.
Obviously, you're talking about history. You're not just talking about rice and peas, but you're talking about, I want to feature rice and peas because this is the food of that fed the enslaved, and that's the backbone Correct. Of our country and our history. So you did a lot of research. You grew up in Florida. Your family's
Correct.
From Georgia. But you did a lot of research to open the restaurant. You traveled. What were things that surprised you most in your research about the cuisine that you didn't know about?
The diversity of Southern food throughout America, it's, you know, I think the easiest way to look at it is, you know, we always comparing European cuisine to our cuisine and how like Italian cuisine, you go to Sicily and you get this beautiful ingredient, you go to Parma and you get this beautiful ingredient, and how each of those regions of some European country is so steeped and so beautiful. That same outlook can be looked at in the South. Because you go to Kentucky, you're going to get something slightly different than what you'll get in Tennessee. You're going to get something slightly different in North Carolina than what you'll get in South Carolina. The way something is cooked in Georgia or what is grown in Georgia is going to be slightly different than what's grown in Florida. And so, like, that was one of the most beautiful things that for me to experience, again, it's just all the diversity, all the different characters, all the different growing regions throughout the South and what they're actually focusing on, from the smoked hams to bacon to various produce. And then you can get into the barbecue belts, and that's a whole nother story on its own.
Yeah. Let me ask you one more question about your menu. It's actually not about the menu. It's about you as a person. But I think Uh-oh. Your menu reflects that. I was surprised to see a few things on your menu. You have chitlins, you have neck bones, you have a slice of watermelon. Now, these are Southern items for sure, but I think there are also items that a lot of people associate, especially with Black Southern food.
Right.
And I was surprised to see it because I was reading interviews with you in the past, and you said before that you're a fine dining chef, and you're concerned about opening a Southern restaurant because you don't want to be pigeonholed as, frankly, as just a Black dude frying chicken.
Right.
So what changed to make you feel like you want to go all in on cooking this food and representing it this way?
Yeah. It started, I guess, from my foundation, cooking with my mother and my grandmother. All that I knew was Southern cooking, big family type of meals. Everyone at the table enjoying candy yams and rice and peas and smothered pork chops and liver and onions. And, you know, that's all I knew. That was my foundation. That was my heart and soul. That's what made me think about the restaurant industry. And then once I went to culinary school, it was French based. And it was a whole new world for me, like learning about all of these amazing restaurants around the country that are cooking cuisine that I had no clue about. It was just an eye-opening experience for me. So I at that moment thought that was the route that I needed to go. And, you know, I think that is the direction that most culinary students go, because that's what we're forced into from a culinary school standpoint. We're traditionally trained in French cuisine, and that's the route that I went. I worked with the best chefs in French restaurants, also in Italian restaurants, gained a beautiful appreciation for the cuisine and the ingredients. And as I was finding myself and finding my voice, I realized that I just kept being drawn to the Southern aspect of my menu. And I don't know, I realized that I needed to become a voice in my community here in Seattle, because there wasn't anyone actually doing Southern food. And I started questioning myself, why was I running away from Southern food? And it was because, like, that was all that I knew. And I also didn't want to become like, oh, the chef that opened a restaurant in Seattle, he opened up a black restaurant because he's a black chef and that's what he's supposed to do. I wanted to bring another aspect to who I am and showcase myself as a chef, because I trained to become a great chef. And that's what I wanted to be recognized as, a great chef, not a great Southern chef, not a great black chef, but a great chef. And, you know, I didn't think hard about it, you know, but it did come into play later on down the line of like, I shouldn't open up a Southern restaurant first. And I later on down the line thought about it, and I'm glad I didn't, because I think it kind of opened up the door for me to be able to have a bigger voice in the culinary industry right now.
Avoiding that pigeonhole from the beginning so you can come back into it harder later. That's great. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Chef.
Thank you.
Eduardo Jordan is chef owner of June Baby and Solare, both in Seattle.